By early next year, alongside the sound of jets landing at the Midland International Airport, you might also hear sonic booms from space flights re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. That's if the FAA gives the airport the go-ahead to launch those flights. X-Corps says, despite some delays, it's likely that will happen before a September 15th deadline.
3, 2, 1!
Yeah, I could say that this event is a pretty strong signal that we feel confident that the spaceport license is moving forward.
X-Corps President Andrew Nelson talks to reporters at a hangar where the company plans to finish building its first spacecraft, called the Lynx. It looks like a tiny space shuttle, and anyone who can afford the $95,000 ticket up will be able to take a tour of the heavens.
We don't call it tourism.
That's Jeff Greason, X-Corps CEO. He's quick to note that his company's marketing these space flights mainly to researchers, not just wealthy people, and according to him, certainly not tourists. He says part of X-Corps' goal is to make those flights more affordable over time.
If the price of taking people up to some kind of orbiting platform or laboratory gets down to a few million dollars, hundreds of them a year are going to go. Not because they're tourists, not because it's fun, but for the same reason that you take workers out to an oil platform, it's because they have something to do when they're there.
And it makes sense that he'd make that comparison, because after all, this new industry is coming to an area that's been dominated by oil and gas for decades. The company and the city say X-Corps' presence could help diversify and stabilize an economy that's all too familiar with the boom and bust cycle.
Although I think our community is very engaged in the oil industry and they love the oil industry, we know that sometimes you need something extra to help mellow out some of those ups and downs when you have commodity price fluctuations.
Robert Rendell chairs the Midland Development Corporation, the tax-funded group helping X-Corps with over $10 million. The group's backing the project in the hopes it'll create new jobs, bring in tax revenue, and maybe even bring other space companies to the region. According to Rendell, this is all part of a conscious decision to diversify the city made a decade ago. He says X-Corps might be a long-term investment, but that it's a smart one.
The people that are involved in commercial aerospace are very much like our Wildcatters of West Texas. These individuals take risk. They do it very carefully, but just like the oil and gas exploration people, there is an element of risk going into a new entrepreneurial adventure and something where no one's done it before.
I'm skeptical.
UT Permian-based and economics professor Scott Carson says he's heard these promises about a new economic future for the region before. He says in years past, the hype was about retail, then healthcare. Then there were plans for a multi-million dollar job-creating nuclear power plant that was touted as something that would put the region at the forefront of nuclear research. But that plan fizzled, and Carson says this one still could too.
It's still in the planning stages, so it wouldn't be a big driver for large-scale employment sources. And that's what would have an effect on the Permian Basin's economy. The Permian Basin is petrochemical, and that's what its labor force is geared towards. That's what they're trained in. That's what really moves the economy in the Permian Basin.
Midland's former mayor, Wes Perry, was around for the early days of negotiating with X-Corps. He says at first he didn't see why the company would want to move here, and he wasn't sure they ever actually would. But he says the business-friendly environment in Texas ultimately sealed the deal.
The political and economic environment in California was absolutely killing them, and so obviously we knew how to handle that.
X-Corps still won't bring in as many jobs as oil and gas does, but Nelson says the difference with his company is that it's not tied down by the ups and downs of the energy game. And is he worried about another bust?
No, not at all. I mean, we're coming from Mojave, California, where it's a perpetual bust. Our customer base isn't driven by the same fundamentals that the oil and gas industry is driven by.
Whether or not the private space industry actually redefines the basin's economy, like some are promising, the millions of dollars in incentives and the political enthusiasm for this industry in Texas means if X-Corps does stick around for the long haul, it'll succeed here far faster than it might anywhere else. Reporting in Midland for KXWT, I'm Travis Bubinick.